my question is, I'm having a tough time. I always bring this up about I continue to want to fight against, you know, a lot of the stuff that's happening. And I guess I'm just curious, what keeps me wanting to fight? I know I'm not supposed to worry about anything that doesn't affect me, but I still have a hard time when I see it affect other people. Can you shed any insight into that?
Well, yeah. It's little man syndrome. You're trying to play God rather than be God. Because let me tell you something, Sister Widget. If you was God, you could change it. That's what God does. It makes things better. You ask God for stuff, and he gives it to you. Okay? So all this injustice or whatever blabble you're talking about, you can correct it and adjust it. Smote them. You're going to go hurt little kids? Okay, we're going to wipe you off the face of the earth. Bam. Act like you was never here. Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's fine. I stand. And then you don't have to worry about it. You can do it. Queen Victoria was famous. Somebody would come along with something, and she'd say, "Not in my realm." And it wasn't. And if it was, she'd chop your damn head off. And you learned real quick after the third head hit the bucket. You know, this may not be the way to go with this, yeah. And there you go. And so now what happens, there's certain things that would cause her travail that she didn't have to worry about anymore at all. So we wish the same for you. That's the end.
Okay. And by ascending, then, we can then take care of those that might be doing harm.
Sure. Well, you can now anyway. You have power now. You have power now. But you're trying to do something where you don't get your hands dirty. We know what you want to do. You want to get too involved. You want to be a beacon of light as long as you don't have to stretch too far out of the comfort zone, you know, or commit resources to it or something, you see. It's important until that's the issue. Then it's like, well, I can't save the world, so I'll just stop. Right?
Are people from today are the only ones ascending, or are people from the past, have they ascended? I mean, is this just happening?
There's no past. It's just a really, really big now.
Is this Lisa or Christy?
This is Lisa.
Okay.
So when we ascend, will people from, like, who have supposedly died possibly be there? I mean, like, you know, Fred Astaire or, I mean, I'm not saying them exactly, but in our past.
Well, Ginger Rogers for sure, but we're not sure about Fred. He's pretty much a knock up, but definitely Marilyn Monroe, that's for sure, and Jane Russell, and, oh, Lord have mercy, yes. And don't forget Kitty Carlisle. She'll have to be. She was a debutante. She'd have to be there.
Okay, so we can possibly see all types from what might be our past or our future or whatnot, what we think might be our past.
You can now.
Okay, awesome. That's good news.
That's the point. And you actually do. You'll have things that'll strike a memory. You'll smell something or see something that's like, that's like my grandma's house, or that was fill in the blank, something. You have those triggers now. So to move that to another tiered level of representation, the only limitation is you and your little man self. You can't walk to California. That's ridiculous. And then somebody does. And then I'll say, okay, well, I'll walk to California. Forget it. Long walk across the ocean, but guess what? We'll wear really, really, really good shoes.
Okay. I think there was I went back and listened to some of the stuff, and you talked about globalists not being able. It was something about globalists not being able to exit into space, but ascenders 10?
Of course.
So, I'm not too sure I understand that. Is that the whole part?
Develop it.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Develop it.
I'm sorry, Ian, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Develop the question and we'll tell you.
Oh, okay. So, I wasn't too sure what it meant that ascenders, that we could ascend, or I assume people who have ascended or who are ascending can exit into space. So, I mean, And I'm guessing that's through the OA movements, but globalists, because they are not obviously following or ascending, then they can't, correct? But do we exit into space as a species?
Sometimes. Now, the old school, old-timey people would say, nothing leaves the earth. It's bound to the earth. So if you shoot somebody in the space, it's going to fall back down. But it can't leave basically the terra firma. Okay? And that's the globalist position, that you're stuck here. Because you actually are. You're bound to this realm. But once you go up past that, ascend out of it, then you most certainly can. You're not bound by this heaven.
Okay, so when we ascend, are we creating a brand new world, or are we staying on this world?
Depends. This Earth is just a spaceship to take you back home to Andromeda. But
I see.
So this Earth is a used car.
I see. Okay. Now, once we all hop on that ship and go back to home,
You're on that ship. You're on that ship now.
We're on it now. So are we all going to be getting along? Are we all going to be respecting one another? Or are we just, like, out there doing our own thing?
Depends on who gets shot in the face first.
Meaning?
Has to do with... Getting along with who's at the sharpest double-barrel butcher knife.
So then we are still going to have to deal with possible harm and protection, and have to protect ourselves?
Well, that's what God sorts out, you see.
Okay.
That's what God sorts out. So
okay.
I can be a God of harmony. So, goddammit, you're going to be harmonious or I won't chop your head off. Well, okay, that's harmony for you. See, the existential capacity is still the problem of the threat. It's all relative, is a nice way to say it.
Okay. I think I heard you say earlier that what's happening now in this world is almost over. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, it is.
And the next step us going to Andromeda?
Well, yeah. Well, there's a few more things that's got to happen. I mean, there ain't people starving to death yet, but they are dangerously low of milk at the Costco. I don't know what you're going to do when they run out of sweet milk at the Costco. It's going to be a different day then, just saying.
Okay, so once it's all, you said it's almost over, and after the people starve and the people die, are we going back to normal before started?
No, well, you won't know what normal is. You won't know what normal is. I mean,
well,
you'll go back to normal, but you won't know what normal is.
Gotcha. Will we be happier?
Depends.
With the newness, will we be in a better place?
Yeah, you'll have more time to get lucky. So that's always a pleasant thing.
Okay.
Well, who doesn't want to get who doesn't want to get lucky, for Pete's sake?
Yep, Christy's my lucky charm. She's always very lucky.
Oh, nice. Okay. You're lucky.
Can immortals offend Ion?
No, they cannot.
So even if they're good people, they just it doesn't matter. There's nothing
goodness, goodness, badness, good God, bad God, God is God. But if you're immortal, you've separated outside of that. You've left Godship.
This sounds like someone trying to figure out where to go for vacation. Whether it's fucking serious or not.
Does God like Oahu or Maui? Which one does God like? You know, I don't know. If we're gonna drink tequila, which tequila would God would prefer over another tequila? Is there a better one or there's better? Patron used to be the thing, but now Hendrix has taken over. So it's God's new vodka. God's new tequila is Hendrix now. That's what you gotta have.
Yeah, are there prostitutes there that'll steal Christy from me?
Oh my, now that could be.
Yeah.
But God always saves room. When the hair side of the scripture goes, God always loves the crack whores, Bob. God always loves the crack
whores. Can mortals go on this vacation? Does this cruise ship accept mortals?
Well, as long as you're one of the alphabet people, you'll probably be okay.
Lisa. There's like a fine, slight adjustment between being ascended and not. And you're there, when we get ascended, when we get to Toronto, what if there's no planes to London?
Is it possible? Here's a question.
Here's a question.
Can God starve to death, or does he need to eat? That's a good one. That's a good one. Can you starve God to death? That's right. And see, Jesus was talking about the living water. Jesus was talking about the living water, and the point was, if you drink this water, you'll never be thirsty again. That's the water now. It is pretty good.
Okay. Now we're stumped.
Now you're what?
What though?
Nope. I
you say you're stumped?
Yeah, I don't know, Christy. Well, I don't know, Christy. Maybe she has something. But I'm a bit torn because every time I guess the past
asunder,
time
asunder, torn asunder, torn asunder, or just beside yourself.
Trying to figure out. How to...
Yeah, whether transgender to be fucking Andromeda or not. It's too local. You've got to develop an imagination about this.
Everybody's transgendered.
Yeah.
Everybody's got tits.
Everybody's cheating in the sports.
Everybody's trying to sleep with everybody no matter what they are. No.
That wasn't a question I asked. But
yeah, that's an answer you need.
honey, we just need a little content. Give a nigga a break. We just need a little content. We got
a little content. Yeah. So are there any other answers you want to give me?
Well, how about you improving your imagination about what we're dealing with
you
here?
You can drive it. You can drive a little bit, because we get what you're trying to figure out. We're just saying those things won't matter when that is. And you're saying, no, I want this settled before I ascend.
Yeah.
We go, okay, but guess what? You better not get too particular with it, because the window is fleeting. That is your promise to come back into your place of power. But whether or not you do is completely up to you. So that's the rub. All right, so what is it? 10-1, ridiculous. Our best friend, our best ally, Scott, says we have no skin in the game. So, And the point is we shouldn't have skin in the game. We're responsible for your ascension. Well, if we say you don't qualify, now you're in trouble.
Okay.
No, okay about it. You're just starting, Lisa.
No, I know.
He's got a point there. You ain't going to join this cult until you all figure it out where it's safe.
Are you talking about what? Ian and Bob cult?
What's the definition?
Yeah.
What's the definition? Yeah. What's the definition of safe? That's a good place to start.
Where you feel free to be who you are.
Well, you should do that anyway. If you're bound by if you're bound by who you are now, what anybody else thinks about that be a problem? So basically what you're saying is if I'm not comfortable in the skin I'm in, then I'm going to be subjected to tyranny because I'm not comfortable with who I am. David Rubb, it's an inside battle. It's an inside battle. The battle is over. You've won. But what happens is the little men, they get caught in this picture, and they end up becoming prisoners of war for a battle that's already been completed. And they're still stuck in the prison camp, or Dobbstown, whichever you call it.
Yeah, and the globalists have a better opportunity to ascend or not because they work with global environments.
Even though their town is shitty, they can think of Bomb Samair and it's nice. So and then as the globalists, they can enjoy the goodness of Maui, even though they're in fucking Cleveland.
Yep. So you want to be a globalist. Sorry, to start off, to get on this fucking boat, you got to be a globalist.
Okay. I don't know about that. That's Bob. Don't worry about Bob. He'll change his mind in 30 minutes.
No, I won't.
Accuse you. And he'll accuse you. Then he'll.
No, I know something.
He won't change
I know mind. Something.
No, it's not
don't
true.
You put,
it's
don't not you true. Diminish my
he'll
knowing
forget.
Something.
He'll forget what he knew. And then it'll be all.
No, I won't.
Oh, that's
no,
yesterday.
You don't tell, me my limitations. You keep me over there. Get across the ring there and stay in your quarter.
You're right, Bob. But Bob should argue for his own limitations. We never have to argue for Bob's limitations. That's right.
Yeah, I got that covered. But, you know, they've all been subject to this idea globalists are bad. You know, it's like the new boogeyman. It's ridiculous. The globalists. You mean the globalists? They're not coming. They're not allowed to hear.
That was in a previous episode where that was said. That's why I was asking about it. But I understand what you're saying. That makes a lot of sense.
Think of a globalist, man. They get to feel their power pretty good. You'd like to be in that position. They got 10 Christies. They got 10 Christies, not just one.
10 lucky people. Yes. All right.
That's not much fun. That would be 10 Christies.
Damn. You could become a lesbian Latter-day Saint. You can have a little harem.
A little Filipino harem.
Chrissy could have 10 Lisas.
Who would watch the babies? Who would watch the babies if they did that? Wait a minute now.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, you're operating very paranoid. You're wondering whether it's safe or... What?
I think that the last time I called, and I'm trying to catch up and get on board with all this and trying to understand. I'm very anal.
It mean? You want to catch up and get on board? Is that what Suzanne is doing? I don't think so.
All I'm saying is I'm calling in trying to get myself, the goal is to talk to Bob, the goal is to talk to Ion, and I'm trying to do that with the questions that I seem to have, which when I call don't seem to gel with the two of you. So,
well, that, so, okay, you got to come up with better questions.
I'm lost right now.
Yeah, come up with better questions, real questions.
Okay, great.
No. Wait, slow down. You are where you are, and that's perfectly okay. We never have a problem with that, ever. We can go back to one, and one is two. We're good. We don't have a problem with that. We don't mind. That's fine. You just have to be strident with what you're asking, no matter what it is. You see? It does not matter what it is. But you've got to be engaged in it, because if you're just asking to be asking, you know, we'll read you the encyclopedia, and it won't be any fun.
Okay, so I was asking to try to understand what's happening with us, but that's not what I should be asking, correct?
Yes, it is. That's perfectly fine. If that's what you're interested in, okay, here we go. This is how you do that. What happens is you've got to first look at where you are, it goes back to the early days of the is's and the arnesses. That's an old tape. It's available. We don't even have to re-vomit it up for you. Get it? It's available. The is's and the arnesses and the differences. You got to figure out what is, and then you got to look at the r's. They are here. This is in my reality. This is not in my reality. The is's and the arnesses, and you separate those, and then you start making the little islands. You put all of the pedophiles on a little island, and all the murderers in a little island. You ever figured out how hard it is to get hooked up with the murderer and the murderee? Very challenging. They've got to be within the same vibration. And so you have to change that vibration for your realm. Fuck the world. Make your world paradise. All right? All these things that you're seeing that you don't like, if your vibration was different, you wouldn't see them. You wouldn't know. It would be foreign to you. You know, McNeil Lara wouldn't have to tell you what a bad shape you're in. The CDC wouldn't be prescribing of how you're not going to make it. That's all vibrational. That's how you got a Christy in the first place. Silly. That connection, the vibrational connection, you got to stay. It's all based on vibration. Once you get that part down, then you start looking at the tweaking it. Now you're just making it a little more perfect. Okay, I go to the Costco. Okay, I only get this much. Okay, I go to the Costco. Okay. I bought 9 years worth of toilet paper. Where am I going to put the goddamn toilet paper? This is not good. Okay, so then you have to back that off a little bit. You have to yin and yang it a little bit to make it balance. And then after a little while, you'll find that it gets simpler and simpler and simpler. Hell, you broke out of fucking Panama. That's a sight before God in and of itself. You see? Okay, then what happens after that comes into a comfort level, because this doesn't have anything to do with Bob, and it doesn't have anything to do with non-physical. This is you embracing non-physical to make this part of your place of power, to bring you back to where you actually came from. We're trying to get you back home, and you're having a hard time, because it's like a tabby cat that likes to roam around. And so you're like, well, I don't want to go back there. They don't have good rats there. I want to go here. Okay, you're the tabby cat. Go there. But we're trying to get you into your place of power and back home. And so what that means is home is the position where you come into that place to say, I'm at peace. This is perfect. There's no bad things. Nobody judges me because of who I sleep with. Or mad because I won't sleep with them. That happens a lot too, you see. So this whole condition that nobody jeers at you because of what you may or may not be or pronounced as. Or maybe they weren't good in school and they don't know what LGBTQRSTXYZ, they don't know what that means. Damn. It's ridiculous. Idiocy of people. So then what happens is once you get a level there, then you take the next step and your body starts shifting and changing. Has no choice. It has to. Vibrational. It has, that's what everything is. You're in a house that's built on a vibration. Because the same vibration could knock the windows out. Same vibration could knock it on the ground. You see, it's all vibration. And once you realize that part, then you have to increase it and increase it. And we can say easily just start at the pentatonic scale. Figure those things out. Go back to Jenny Bell and ask her what Well, an ascended human being vibrates at what hurts, and she'll tell you, and you go, what? And you can copy that hurts and see if it offends you when you listen to it. Ah, that's interesting. Now you're starting to get comfortable with what an ascended vibrational frequency is like. Now, hold on. Don't flip the script now. Humans, life is fatal for a human being. However eternal, life is fatal for a human being. So this thing, these ascended cells will remind you of cancer cells. We said all along that ascension is malignant. Because the body is fighting to make one double helix strand. Well, you're giving it new information to make 144,000 double helix strands. And the body's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? It's kind of like Pebble. Do you ever watch Pebble on the Tiki-Tac?
No.
You don't watch Pebble?
Are you talking about Fred Flintstone's baby?
No. We're talking about the swearing cockatoo.
Oh, no.
Carolyn, send her. That's Carolyn's most favorite. She loves that more than Bob. Carolyn, send her. Send the girl that the swearing pebble, the swearing cockatoo.
Okay.
No wonder y'all having trouble. You don't even know about the swearing cockatoo. We could do it for you, but everybody laughs too much when we do it, because we do it probably as good as Pebble does. It's pretty bad. It's a fuck, motherfucking, get the fuck away from me, motherfucking. And they just go shaking the head and the feathers flying, screaming around, hollering, fuck you, bitch, get fuck, that fuck. It's so cute. It'll make you feel better. It'll make the cares of life grow strangely dim. Then what happens is you have an outlet. Pebble is an outlet. You got to have an input. You got to have an outlet. Then what happens is you have to stop the noise. Avoid the noise, I guess is the right way to say that. Because you have to run your world. Because if somebody else is running your world, then it's a challenge. Do you understand why you have to talk to Bob? Bob is the antithesis of everything you can't do. Can't do it. See the rub? And you gotta convince Bob. If you can convince Bob, you ain't gotta, God's on your side. If you can convince Bob, God's on your side. You got it whooped. Non-physical's just trying to make everything possible. And that make you go through the processes that allow you to develop the opportunity for ascension to be a relative normal thing in your life. And that goes through the cares, like, get me out of Panama. Like, where do you want me to move to? Like, where will I be happy? Like, fill in the blank, you see. So that's the point. Then what happens is you get more and more based in that process. I mean, look at Carolyn. I mean, just look at Carolyn. She stomps down Hale Hill every day, driving banshees to hell. You are at a disadvantage living on Hell Island. We'll give you that. It's a rough neighborhood. It's very tough. It's tough. I don't know how you do it. You've got to be strong-willed to live in Maui because of all the retribution that you have to deal with there. It's disgusting. It's very, very ugly people on the beach. What's next? What is next? And why is it the ugliest people go to McKenna Beach than the naked beach? Why don't pretty people go to the naked beach? It's just disgusting. It's very terrible. Ugly people go to the naked beach. And then the good-looking people, they're all wrapped up in serapes and things, and togas and things. So what you got to figure out is this staging of your world, your realm. Because all of this, you have baggage and you have excesses. Baggages and excesses. And you have to, mise en place, find a way to put that in play. And you will with a little practice by rote. You didn't learn how to love a woman until you had a little practice. You might have desired it, but until you learned how to love a woman, you didn't know what you're doing. Somebody had to engage that whole process and all of a sudden made that nice. And all of a sudden it is nice, and all of a sudden you have somebody that cares about you. Really cares about you. Wow. See, that's the kind of stuff God does. Like that. And so, to answer your questions as they come along, instead, will allow you an easier, more fluid, creative way to embrace more and more and more of those capacities, like delving into things that you're seeing now that you don't understand. Oh, we found a box that had under a rock, and it was there 10,000 years, and it's got technology that ain't been here yet. Okay, we had no technology, and we pretended to went to the moon. Why did we pretend to go to the moon? So it can make a potential capacity for people to be able to think that we're doing better than Sputnik for the race. You see, people borrowed that in a little man's capacity, but you ain't been back. If it's that easy with no technology, you got enough technology for all technology, and you can't go back. Pretty interesting. So little interesting things come up, and we make them topical so we can talk about them so that you can go, that's interesting. And then after a little while, you start figuring out how to unpiece this puzzle. We should have done it this way. We should have made you go back to God and then descend, and then it'd be easy to come back to be God. And we go, wait, that's exactly what happened. You were God. You descended. The question should not be, how do I ascend? The question should be, how the fuck did I fall from my place of fire in the first place? There you go. Now we're getting somewhere. So now you got a picture. You got this jigsaw puzzle. And you got the box has the picture of what you put in the puzzle together. So you know what it looks like. You know where the borders are. You know where the corners are. You can pretty much figure that out. And you start getting a border. And then you start filling in the middle of it. All we're doing in this process is allowing you the ample opportunity to do whatever it is you have to do to find your way to put the pieces back together to allow your body to change back to what it originally was to start with. And we're going to do everything we can do one way or the other. We can do this the easy way or the fun way. We're going now. You're going. You're going to have that ability because you're going to go through it or you're going to die. Either way, we say get with it. Get busy. Get at it. Get after it. Because the benefit is eternity as a God. The existential fall of that is you're lost without God. See, that's the difference. So it's certainly in your very best advantage. But here again, it's your story. You can tell it any way you want to. You get yourself in a position where fluidly you have the ability to have considerations. You see? As God, you should be able to tell Bob what you want to talk about. As God, you should direct non-physical to bring you into a place just perfectly like this is right here. I have some questions, but I didn't have the right question. So what's the right question? And so we went on this little tirade to give a little impetus so you can have another thought process, maybe, to consider another capacity that may or may not be present for you to consider presently now. Wow, how about that? Is that helpful or is it clear? Was that helpful or was it clear? Or was it like normal, clear as mud?
So, you want to go to Toronto or Halifax? What's your choice?
Ooh, Nova Scotia. No! Don't
Cabot
do it.
Cabot Trail's popular.
Oh, my gosh. I've got to go to Calgary. They have really nice weather there.
There's a liberty in Calgary. Jeez. There's a liberty in Canada.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Death Island. Like bad, almost as bad as Maui, not quite. Almost though. So that's
okay.
Fun. Now, all those words were nothing to say except you get the ability to play this like you want it. So nothing should be outside of the boundaries of what you want. And so if Bob's not behaving, which often he doesn't, it sometimes causes an ire in you. And then you double down, and you go, all right, I got it. All right, I got this. Then what happens is you become a Bert. What does Bert not know? Ask him. He'll tell you. He goes through the details, the full gamut of those particulars, okay? And he also, we've given, over time, other capacities that you can embrace. And some people don't like to listen to Bob. They don't like to listen. That's okay. Go watch the damn TV, the Idiot Box. There's stuff on the Idiot Box. Bob puts out stuff all the time. It's unbelievable. You get a whole, even the quadrants. Who in the hell wants to spend something? Well, now you can watch a whole series It'll tell you more about Thompson than Thompson did, son of a bitch. And so you feel and get a good taste of that, you see. And Station 11, give you Lyndon LaRouche eating the babies. Most disgusting thing in the whole wide world, but you can watch a whole series on it. It does the plague. It does the COVID. It does everybody died. It does everything we've been talking about, just like the LaRouche Quadrant. It's pretty
okay.
Fun. So they give you examples so you can consider it. You don't have to move
there. You don't say okay. Say something in response. Argue with it.
Say I'm mad as hell. I'm mad as hell. And I'm not going to take it no more. I hate
you. That's what you should have said after I had long red. I'm as mad as hell I am.
No, here's what I'm going to I hate your guts and Christian love. Right?
No, I'm Christy love. To understand all this and to be interactive with all of it. And
what are you talking about, interactive? Interactive of what?
Well, just to be able to dialogue with both of you and
well, it's not about dialoguing with both of us, you know. That's not essential, being able to dialogue.
Well, now, anybody's bedroom activity should be their own business, Bob. Dialoguing has nothing to do with this program. Now, trilogging, if you're going to go some trilogging, we all about the trilogging now. We can get that.
Trilogging.
And there's always a lot hidden, so I'll have to go back and listen to all this. But I did have one other question for you about the last time I called in.
We got eight answers, though, but give it.
About the last time. Okay. So it seemed like the last time I called in, it got a bit personal. And
of course it did. It always is. Why would it not be personal?
He was just being personal now.
Yeah, why would it personal, yeah.
It seems very angry, so anyway, I guess my question is...
What's wrong with that? Well, damn, man, we are angry.
Why?
Bob and non-physical have been an angry black woman for years.
Why, though?
Because it drives you to a position to engage. Because if we lay back and kumbaya and go take a nap and everything's going to be all right, go lay in the altar of the church if they'll let you because you're different, you know. Because then they get saved and then you can go die and then you can go to heaven or some facsimile thereof. They'll dig a big old hole somewhere and throw your dead body in there and there's no other out. There's no brilliant experience or exhilarating capacity. You see, once you embrace living in life, you can create something like, what is that stuff called that you think so much of, Bob? Oh, yeah. Complete my
LSD.
Formula.
LSD!
No. Complete my formula. And then take
complete
that,
what?
Or
living
or
water?
You can go living water, or you can cold play, or you can take a little man who doesn't want to make money and make him a farmer, a big farmer, and making him a farm that he don't want to make money at. That's the best one. Now, that what the world is could you be better than making an uninterested farmer a lot of money? Crazy.
Right.
So now what happens is you can look at things differently. We're just like Red Lobster. We see food differently.
Right. Okay. Okay. I'll pass it off to Christy. I think she might have something to add.
But there's nothing okay about this.
The angry and personal and all that kind of stuff is nothing other than to bring you to a position of, well, that's odd. Why would that? Why? What did I do that would potentially cause that type of retort? And then that's the thing that's where we would have started. You son of a bitch, non-physical. You hurt my goddamn fingers. You son of a whore. Bitch. Go back to wherever the hell you come from, because you're not going to run this shit up my hoo-hoo. I'll tell you what goes in my hoo-hoo. If you don't run this, you don't run nothing. And we say, yes, ma'am. You know, yeah, yeah, yeah. But if it brings you to a place to consider something, wow. Because now all of a sudden it's like, this is non-physical. This is my non-physical. Whoa, 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 what's going on here? Because if you notice, if you listen to us long, we talk to everybody different. Everybody's, we right. talk to you where you are. Sometimes that's soft, and sometimes Beverly's not feeling good. We say, well, you're going to die if you don't hurry up. And it's like, what? Why are you going to tell me what? And because it changes the veracity. It puts the power back at your house, which is where it's supposed to be anyway. If we're nothing other than the capacity that allows you to have that very power, hell's bells, that's the one I want to fuck with. Let's go. Let's do that. That's what I want. I want that part. Skip all this speeches shit. Let's get to the good stuff. We agree. But if it's ever sharp or terse, speak it up and engage it. That's what I do. You don't have to bow down. It's no good. Won't last. Because you're left out. You're left out. See, because what happens is you step out of the picture, and then it's like, yeah, okay. So all I got to look forward to is 9 more jabs and 16 masks, and I still get it anyway, and I don't go nowhere. And there's no sweet milk at the goddamn Costco. What are we going to do now? We survived COVID and died of starvation. I don't know what we're going to do now. See the rub? Because this fall is just beginning. This fall is just beginning. We've been very, 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 very loud about it, so everybody will have a few little groceries ahead, and I don't know how many Sobe noodles y'all can eat, but you got to have some because they sort of have a good shelf life, and pinto beans, and God, how much beans can you eat? But anyway, those, and then 200-pound radishes. Have you had those yet, Carolyn's 200-pound radishes?
That's
sort of crazy, too, but I don't know. Bob eats them, so as long as Bob eats it, I guess it's good food. I don't, he doesn't really care, but anyway, those radishes are handy if you get in a tight spot. So now, did that answer your bitter, angry black woman where we jumped on you last time angrily?
Yes, it actually did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Because the softness is, it's to get you where you're supposed to be, whatever that takes. If we need to slap your jaws to help you ascend, we'd do it in a second. That'd be the most pleasurable thing in the whole wide world. Because it would shake you into that place where you're in your place of power. It's fabulous.
Yes, perfect.
That is good.
Thank you.
When's the best time to tell your lover that you love him? Single best time.
All the time?
Well, okay, but what's the best time of all the time?
Tell me. Can you tell me?
Well, you'd say in the morning or never go to bed mad. We always say it at night or whatever, all that kind of stuff. No, the single best time to tell your lover that you love them is just before somebody else does.
Okay, gotcha.
That's right. So now, here again, that's polity. Now, that works for the globalists and for those ascending and in the class of ascension. It applies equally, see? So that becomes fun. And it's tastefully appropriate, okay? Even though sometimes it's a little acrid, it's tastefully appropriate. However acrid, often. Because then what, you have to balance the bitter with a sweet. Because if it's always sweet, it's going to be smarmy. You're going to be like Esther Hicks laying in an oilless boat in a seamless stream, sitting on the levee, waiting on the Robert E. Lee. And, you know, it's like, come on now, this didn't get me nowhere. I always get what I thought about, even though I didn't want it. That's what I thought about, and I got it. It doesn't help, because once you get all those things down, you ain't got nothing. You know, you're still right where you were, basically. So, anyway, that part was good. And now you're not mad, or if you are, we wish you would be mad. Get mad. We like that. That's our favorite. Don't ball. It's fun. You might lose your tent poles if you do that, though, and you might not get your double-barrel butcher knife back, but you're willing to sacrifice those little things. It's fun. Let's fight. It's okay. Don't bother us. Because we're always going to answer it as it goes. Because you're trying to get somewhere. That's the point, or you wouldn't be here now. See, you're trying to get there. And so whatever we got to do to get that right, let's do that. We'll help. We have.
Okay, enough of this. We got to play the private sessions. A lot of bad news in it. You guys got to learn to...
Like you hadn't had enough of that already. And it might make you angry. We hope it makes you very angry.
It's going to make you angry.
Oh, joy, joy, joy. Well, joy comes in the morning, so Monday morning will be there in a second.
Okay, let's get ready. It's going to hurt.
Thank you all. Thank you, man.
You're well. Thank you, darling. You drug it to 3 o'clock so it wouldn't be so end of the night before Ara gets her run at 5 in the morning. So that was good. Thanks so much for helping buy a little time.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.